Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Call it a political tag team, a pairing that's shaken up the wrestling match for the job of mayor of Boston. Mayoral candidate and Boston City Councilor Michael Flaherty has teamed up with his former rival, failed candidate Sam Yoon. The two city councilors are campaigning together, hoping the move will take down four-time incumbent Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
Michael Flaherty and Sam Yoon make an unlikely pair. Flaherty is Irish Catholic from Southie. He comes from a political family and used to work as a prosecutor. Sam Yoon, on the other hand, came to the area to study at Harvard. He's the brainy son of Korean immigrants and worked as an activist trying to create affordable housing before winning a seat on the city council. Perhaps the biggest thing they have in common is desire to topple the mayor. Here's Flaherty.
This is the next generation of political leadership in Boston. It's about embracing new ideas. It's about embracing innovation and technology. It's about sharing. For the last 16 years, again, folks, it's been all about one person, and that's not good.
Flaherty and Yoon together took about 45% of the vote in the preliminary, and even combined with the other challengers' votes, they still didn't have enough to beat the incumbent mayor, Menino. In the final election, they're hoping a larger turnout will go in their favor. And if they win, Yoon will become deputy mayor.
I believe that together we'll be able to do more for this city than a fifth Menino administration would ever dare to dream about.
Smart Alex on Twitter are already coming up with creative names for the coalition, such as Unity and Floon. Others are just calling it a good idea.
It's a stroke of genius, actually.
Ray Flynn was mayor of Boston before Tom Menino.
I think it changes the course of direction. Before, it was City Hall machine and money versus an underdog Michael Flaherty. Today, it's still the machine and money at City Hall, but it now is a combination, a coalition of experience and change.
But former city councilor Larry DeCara points out that this job, deputy mayor, doesn't really exist.
Well, it's very different from running for governor and lieutenant governor because there are no statutory provisions that provide for a deputy mayor, so that whoever works for the mayor of Boston pursuant to our charter is an employee at will. So if hypothetically Flaherty wins and he and Sam Yoon decide that he should be deputy mayor, and then they have a disagreement, then no more Sam Yoon.
But DeCara says it's clear that Flaherty has done the math and knows he needs to get votes somewhere. He did well in South Boston and Charlestown, but Yoon could bring in votes from totally different parts of the city, Jamaica Plain, Roxbury, and Dorchester. And during the preliminary race, they weren't that far apart on the issues. The question now is whether Yoon's supporters will go for this plan.
Well, I was surprised. I certainly hadn't anticipated that any possibility like that even existed in anybody's mind.
Nancy Sobleski lives in Jamaica Plain and volunteered on Yoon's campaign.
The more I thought about it, the more I understood it. It was a real possibility for those of us who supported Sam to see the most important ideas of his campaign carried on into this next iteration.
Flaherty has adopted one of Yoon's key platforms, term limits for the mayor's office. And as deputy mayor, Yoon would be in charge of carrying out a number of common goals, such as dismantling the Boston Redevelopment Authority. But that's only if Flaherty is elected. And Tom Menino says that's not going to happen. This new collaboration doesn't worry him.
On the ballot, on the November election, we'll have two names on it. It's Flaherty and Menino.
Menino says he'll campaign the same way he always has, blanketing the city with his army of volunteers. Meantime, hundreds of campaign workers will hit the streets for Michael Flaherty and Sam Yoon. Over the next 6 weeks, Boston residents will get to see how many candidates it takes to try and topple a mayor. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.